Blog Talk Radio.
I'm playing the intro.
These are the times that try men's souls, that the Sunshine Patriot and the Summer Soldier will swing from his duty. But to those who will make a stand, you will deserve the love and admiration of all men and women.
The line must be drawn here. This far, no far.
Hey, people, it's the Courageous Citizen Show, the first ever episode. I'm sorry, my voice is a little scratchy today. I got a lot of head cold going on here. But I'm your host, Matty V, Matt Bond, and I'm live right now on Blog Talk Radio, of course, and going to try to get a chat open in the Blog Talk Radio room here that we're in. It says it's loading UI components with a flash chat, and I don't know what that means. So I'm going to refresh the page, maybe. Anyway, thanks for listening today. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about, so let me introduce the show for you first. Well, this is my probably the second attempt I've made at a political talk show, the Courageous Citizen Show, and its purpose is pretty much to discuss the hot topics of the day and talk about what the truth is and talk about how you can be a courageous citizen. And it's funny how I got the inspiration for this. Local independent station, WPKN, has a guy by the name of Michael Dunham. And we were discussing politics the other day, and we were going back and forth because he didn't agree with me, and I didn't agree with him. He did the usual liberal thing, which is call me a jackass and tell me to shut up.
Jackass!
Yeah, that thing. So I said to myself, why don't I create a show of my own to counter him, to counter his lies and BS, pretty much. And apparently he called me out on one of his shows, so I'm calling him out. Hey, Michael Dunham, WPN, thanks a lot for the inspiration, buddy. You're welcome here anytime. But pretty much we're going to talk about a lot of political news from Connecticut and local political news, national political news. Also talk free speech, the Constitution, and a whole bunch of all the other stuff. And you can get to me right now if you want. The phone number is 646-668-8944, 646-668-8944. And nominations for my feature at the end of the show, it's a 30-minute show, but at the end of the show, I'll be doing the Jackass / Loser of the Week. Nominations are open here or at Matt Boland on Facebook. But before I go into the issues of the day, I think it's time for a trigger warning, don't you?
This is a trigger warning. If you are psychologically fragile, please move away from your viewing or listening device and into your safe space.
Run for cover.
So there you go. Trigger warning. So today I want to talk about what's my agenda for today, bring it up. Well, the first thing I want to do is talk about the free speech issue of the day. And we're going to do a free speech report, and then we'll do Election Central news from Connecticut. The governor's race is starting to get a little more crowded here in the state of Connecticut. Daniel Malloy, our second-term governor, great governor. Wow. No, not really. Probably the worst in the country is not running for a third term. And we'll give you an update on what's going on in that race. But I want to talk about an issue in free speech. There is a college radio station out in Minnesota, and its name is KUMM. Of course, you know what that spells, but I'm not going to spell it out for you. FCC violation. Anyway, it's at the University of Minnesota, Morris, KUMM. They had a show there called Deplorable Radio, which is basically just young conservatives talking about things. It was kicked off the airwaves about a month ago. The student hosts were kicked off the airwaves and said they couldn't return. The hosts were Brandon Albrecht and Taylor Lehman out there, and they had the show canceled after Albrecht used a controversial word to refer to transgender people. He used the word tranny, and the student program director was said the usage of the word was an FCC violation, which it's not. I don't know if the program director was misinformed or what. Carter Young is the name of the program director out there. And I reached out to the radio station, KUMM, at the University of Minnesota, Morris, for comment on this. So far, I have not received even an acknowledgement of reaching out to them. So I guess their response is no comment. But after saying the usage of that word was an FCC violation, which it is not, the hosts were told to leave the station for the day, pretty much right in the middle of their show. And following the incident, they were permanently suspended from the university's radio station by the board of that station, even though the board admitted that no violation occurred. So my thoughts on this are pretty much, so they said that a violation occurred, but it didn't. I think it was pretty much a kind of way to say, well, you can't say that, shut up. You can't talk about this on the air. And radio censorship is a big thing of mine, free speech. It might be an uncomfortable topic. It is an uncomfortable topic. And that's why I have my, and we're going to go over uncomfortable topics on this show. That's why I have my trigger warning.
This is a trigger warning. If you are psychologically fragile, please move away from your viewing or listening device and into your safe space.
Run for cover.
But really, they're students at a university. What do they expect? I mean, if you can't talk about controversial topics, well, there was a time when you could at schools. But it's kind of more like the indoctrination of students on college campuses that is going on a lot. I may have him, see if I can have him on a upcoming episode. There's a great kind of movie, kind of documentary out right now called Indoctrinate You. Host of it, the writer, it's a documentary by Evan Coyne Maloney, and it shows how on pretty much every single college campus in the country right now, students are being told what they can and can't say and what they can and can't think. Well, if you're like this, you're an idiot, right? And you're going to be suspended because you said this. And it's not remotely, it's things you should be able to say, like challenging your professors when they say things that are pretty much liberal thing of the day, like Trump's an idiot, he's a killer or something. Trump didn't win the presidency or something like that. So I guess I just wanted to vent a little bit and say that I don't think the censorship thing is the answer. I think more more talk about these topics are the answer. And I would love to hear your thoughts. 646-668-8944 is the number, 646-668-8944. As you can probably tell, this show is kind of just in development right now. I figured I'd do a pilot episode today. And so, for using the word tranny, which the station said was a FCC violation, but really is not, because it's not obscene, it's not threatening violence or anything like that. They were permanently suspended, the hosts were, on the university's radio station by the station board. Even though the board admitted that no violation occurred, they were asked to voluntarily resign from the station, which they are refusing to do at the moment. And I would love to hear from the station, KUMM, out in Minnesota about this, but apparently they have no comment at the moment. On Facebook, let's see if I can get to their site. Not at the moment, but we'll have more on that on the next edition. It's just, I think censorship of ideas is wrong. It's as long as you're not being violent or threatening violence toward anybody, you should be able to say what you want, in my opinion. And would love your thoughts at 646-668-8944. And so that's pretty much the first section on the show here. I'm in development on this show. So I don't know exactly what it's going to be yet, but I'd like to make it like a sounding board and a place to engage officials and others on topics of the day, corruption, rights, and what's going on, pretty much. And a place to be educated and informed and voice your opinion. And I have Michael Dunham at WPKN in Bridgeport, Connecticut, to thank for my inspiration of this show. Thanks for the inspiring words, Michael Dunham. Real Music, Real Talk is on WPKN in Bridgeport, Connecticut. And I'm not on the air anywhere yet, but I'm hoping to be soon. Anyway, I think it's time to talk about a little election news. And, of course, I would have sounds for this, but I have to get my premium account on Blog Talk Radio back up and running. So at the moment, I don't have any like real sounds I can play, but that's nothing that a little. I could talk about the election news right now. I'm sorry, I'm kind of sidetracked. This is kind of like a pilot show, but anyway, we've got a big field of candidates in the governor's race in Connecticut coming up. It could get even bigger. There are some Republicans still considering runs, and here is a list of candidates right now for the governor's seat in Connecticut. On the Democratic side, you have Mr. Sean Connolly, former Connecticut Commissioner for Vets Affairs here in the state, the mayor of Middletown, Connecticut, Dan Drew, the mayor of Bridgeport, Connecticut, Connecticut's largest city, Joe Ganim, who, by the way, is a former felon. He was convicted a few years ago of taking a bribe and pretty much fraud. So I don't know if it's a great idea for him to run, but we've also got a guy by the name of Mark Greenstein, a businessman, another businessman, Guy Smith, J.C. Wyatt, running candidate here in Connecticut. You know, one of those people that always runs every single time there's an election. Oh, we have to put the independents back in it. But anyway, she's a businesswoman here in the state. And the mayor of the capital of Connecticut, Hartford, the capital, Mayor Luke Bronin. He may not actually officially be in the race yet, but I think he's going to throw his hat in the ring, so to speak. Not too much of a bench over there on the Democratic side. I wouldn't be surprised if Bronin or Ganim were to get it right now, were to eventually win the nomination. But we got a long way. On the Republican side, you have 7, 8, 9, 10 Republican candidates at the moment. The first is the mayor of Danbury, Connecticut. His name is Mark Walton. And the second is the director of administration in the city of Stamford, Mike Handler. The former first selectman of Trumbull, Tim Herbst, is running. I've heard he's a colorful guy, Tim Herbst. Cancer patient, so hope he's doing well with the treatment. Then we have the mayor of Shelton, Mark Loretti. The former secretary of the state and the nominee there, he's an attorney by the name of Peter Lamage. He's a pretty cool guy. I've met him. A candidate for Congress, this guy was. This next guy, a former candidate for Congress, he lost big. Stephen Obsitnik from somewhere up in the middle of the state. I'm probably going to butcher this guy more, but it's like one of those long, almost looks like Middle Eastern names that I can't pronounce. He's an assemblyman in the state assembly from Glastonbury. Let's get this right. Prasad Srinivasan. I have no idea how to correctly pronounce that, so if I butcher the name, I'm sorry. Then we have businessman Bob Stefanowski, former West Hartford councilman Joe Visconti, and so far, this last name is my pick for the nomination here in Connecticut for governor, David Walker. He is a former U.S. Controller General. I think it was a GAO office, oversight and government affairs or something, some financial part of the state of Washington, some financial thing. General Accounting Office, yeah, that's what I wanted to say. And he seems like the sharpest right now, although they're all sharp. He seems like he has the best ideas at the moment. He knows how to get a handle on finances, lower taxes, and I've met him before. He really sounds like he has a good idea of how to run things around here. And so he is running, and he ran for lieutenant governor last year, but last time we had a gubernatorial election, but that was Malloy's. We re-elected Dan Malloy, of course. But I think he's a really intelligent guy, and he would be my pick right now. He'd be who I'm favoring. But, of course, there are others exploring runs, and we got a while until September or the nomination has to happen. So it's going to be an interesting race. We have two independents looking at who are running. I think his name is Oz Greenwald. Somewhere in the middle of the state. Make Connecticut the land of Oz, right? And a guy, again, if I butcher this name, I'm sorry, Micah Willinchukinis from Coventry. One of those long names that I can't pronounce, you know? The former Secretary of State, Susan Vyskiewicz, is looking at running on the Democratic side. We have a bunch of Republicans still looking at it. Tony Boucher, State Senator from Wilton. A personal friend of mine, Tony Wong of Fairfield, is, I guess, still looking into running. He's got an exploratory committee up. And about him, first I heard he was running, then I heard he wasn't running, then I heard maybe, so I'm not sure what the deal is with him. Would like to invite him on the show sometime to talk about it. Tony Wong, state senator in Connecticut from Fairfield. Might be running, might be not. I don't know. Mum's the word right now from the Wong campaign. We have State House Minority Leader Temis Clarice, if I pronounced that one correctly, from Seymour, looking at maybe a run. And I think she'd be one of the favorites on the Republican side if she did run. John McKinney, former State Senate Minority Leader from Fairfield, and Mayor Aaron Stewart of New Britain. And Connecticut is in a big, big mess right now. Fiscally, it's like nothing I've ever seen. Taxes are way high, and the Democratic governor wants to raise them even higher. He's taking people's guns. He actually is taking, the government is actually taking your guns here if you're not registered. In fact, I was on Broadcastify.com this morning listening to the feed from the Fairfield Police Department in town. And they were apparently on a call. They had had somebody with an unregistered gun, like 9 unregistered guns in his house in Fairfield. And they were coming by to pretty much remove the guns and arrest the guy. And my question about that would be, hey, wait a minute. Don't we have a right under the Second Amendment to have a firearm in our house if we so choose to protect ourselves? Because the state's saying they're going to come around and take unregistered guns. So do you register or say, I won't comply with that? It's a gun-grabbing thing. And just yesterday, another gun-grabbing thing from the Capitol. Our great governor, Dan Malloy.
Jackass!
He says that he proposed a new law to ban something called bump stocks here in Connecticut. Bump stocks, apparently in gun language, they're like a little part of the gun that helps you rest it on something or helps you hold it or something like that. I'm not quite sure. But, you know, the thing is, the shooter in the Las Vegas massacre used a bump stock on his guns. And Chris Murphy, one of our congressmen here in Connecticut, he put out a tweet the other day, says, in the face of congressional inaction on bump stocks, Connecticut and Governor Malloy's office are leading the way yet again. And then got to be kidding me. Actually, he's a senator. First, Senator Murphy. The Vegas shooting didn't happen because of bump stocks. It happened because a psychopath decided he wanted to kill some people. It's like saying we have I have this somewhere, the continuation of my post. If I can find it here on Twitter. But I compared it to fast food. I said, it's like saying we have an obesity problem because there are too many fast food places. Should we close down every McDonald's now, too? Well, I guess don't give them any ideas because some liberals would say, yeah, of course. There's a big obesity problem. And they'd say, the reason we have an obesity problem is because there's too many fast food places serving too many fatty foods. And I'm like, when did we forget about personal responsibility in this country? When did we say, oh, wait, society is responsible for this, not the person themselves, because apparently their decisions are not their own. I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. And that is why Murphy and Malloy are
jackass.
Wow, look how fast the time went. Don't even have time to discuss some of the election news, but as I said, this is a show in development. So over the next few weeks, we'll get back to the election news and other stuff. Free speech on campus, your rights, all that kind of good stuff will be discussed here on the Courageous Citizen Show, and I would like to invite you to participate. 466-668-8944 if you want to call in quick. And oh, did I mention? We've got a couple of nominees for the Jackass of the Week Award, Jackass Loser of the Week. Not to mention Michael Dunham at WPKN for calling me out on air and saying I'm an idiot. But he's a nominee. But I think one more time, it's going to go to our fantastic governor who drove out Aetna and is trying to do the same with every other person that ever called Connecticut home. We really need a new governor. We really need a Republican governor this year, folks. So get to the polls. My jackass of the week is Dan Moron Malloy, the governor of Connecticut, for the new bill proposed. He said he was going to veto the thing restoring Medicare coverage in the state, which I don't know is a good idea itself. And that was passed by a large portion of the legislature, And the other day he had this post, let me see if I can find it on Twitter, saying, despite the Trump administration's efforts to undermine access to care, our state has been a national leader in health and human services. What? National leader in healthcare? All the time while you're trying to raise the taxes and everything? We're a national leader? Oh, boy. I think he's a little more insane than I originally thought. But anyway, Dan Malloy is our Jackass of the Week.
Jackass!
There's a reason why you're not too popular, Governor Malloy. And there's a reason why you decided not to run for a third term. It's because nobody likes you. Nobody.
Jackass.
So, it's about time to get out of here. I guess I'll play my outro music. Short show today. Went really fast. But we'll be back next week with another Courageous Citizen Show. Thanks a lot for listening, people.
These are the times that try men's souls, that the sunshine patriot and the summer soldier will swing from his duty. But to those who will make a stand, you will deserve the love and admiration of all men and women.
The line must be drawn here. This far, no further.